A former mayor of Canton has died. Tom Burnaby passed away today at the age of 79. He was elected as an independent in 2016 and served two terms. Burnaby served a tour of duty in Vietnam and began his public service career as a Massillon assistant prosecutor in the 1970s. He later became Canton law director and also served as a Stark County commissioner. Burnaby was a Lehman High School graduate and an alumnus of Brown University and the Ohio State University College of Law. A death in Canton leads to an arrest. Police responded to the 1600 block of St. Elmo Avenue Northeast the evening of September 2nd. The body of 41-year-old Jake Young was found in his home. U.S. Marshals say 19-year-old Cameron Croston turned himself in Wednesday. He is charged with murder and aggravated burglary. A neighbor reported finding the victim's body just before 6 p.m. He told police he had gone to the home to meet the man and found the back door open and said the doorbell camera had been removed and was lying in the front yard. Two women have been indicted on multiple charges, including aggravated murder and the death of an Akron man. 70-year-old Dorothy Lowry and her 54-year-old daughter, Yolanda Lowry, are facing charges including murder, kidnapping, felonious assault, tampering with evidence, and gross abuse of a corpse. Canton police say 54-year-old Jerry Morris was found dead in Akron August 1st, but investigators believe the killing occurred in Canton on or about July 30th. Police have not released information about a motive. The Lowrys were arrested October 21st at their Canton home with help from U.S. Marshals, both at bond set at $1 million. They are scheduled to be arraigned tomorrow in Stark County Common Pleas Court. Authorities say holiday season sting operations by the Mahoning Valley Human Trafficking Task Force have led to multiple arrests of a man attempting to buy sex. 38-year-old Patrick Dilworth of Petersburg and 39-year-old Randy McCauley of Canton were arrested on charges including compelling prostitution and possession of criminal tools, with Dilworth previously convicted in a similar sting. In recent weeks, the task force also arrested 11 other men. Most are charged with engaging in prostitution and possession of criminal tools. Those suspects include a doctor, a former attorney, and a man in the country illegally. Stark County commissioners have set the 2026 budget at $94.6 million, despite departments requesting a total of $103 million. This year's spending plan was $93.7 million. The 2026 budget includes a 3% raise for county employees and a 5% increase in health care costs. The criminal justice sales tax generated $38.1 million this year, providing about 75% of the general fund. Commissioners are concerned about a proposed elimination of property taxes, which funds roughly 28% of the county budget. According to Commissioner Richard Regula, approval of such a measure could force dramatic cuts. Akron Canton Airport has completed a major upgrade to its sensory room, providing a relaxing space for travelers with autism and other disabilities. First introduced in 2020, the room was redesigned with guidance from the Wolf and Fan Autism Center to include the latest in therapeutic inclusive features. The airport celebrated the new space with a ribbon cutting Wednesday. CAK also offers the Hidden Disabilities Sunflower Program, providing travelers accessories and TSA support to signal additional assistance needs. A second man charged with aggravated murder in connection with the shooting death of 20-year-old Bryson Douglas will stand trial March 9th. 29-year-old Curtis Holland waived his right to a speedy trial Wednesday in Columbiana County Common Pleas Court. He and 25-year-old Travis Kidder were arrested last month. Douglas was found shot to death at a home on Pennsylvania Avenue in East Liverpool in July of 2021. Elvin Tisdale was sentenced to life, and Alan Tisdale received a sentence of at least 10 years in the case. Authorities say Douglas was not the intended target of the shooting. Holland and Kidder have pleaded not guilty. A man has been indicted on charges related to an October 12th shooting at a Sebring bar. A Mahoning County grand jury formally charged 53-year-old Jose Cintron of Sebring. He faces one count of felonious assault with a firearm specification. Cintron is accused of pulling a gun during an argument with another man at the Oregon pub, firing a shot that missed the man and struck a woman in the shoulder. The victim was taken to a hospital for treatment. Cintron turned himself in after fleeing the scene. He is in the county jail on $75,000 bond. A Mahoning County grand jury has indicted 33-year-old Jacob Hall following an officer-involved shooting in Austintown. He faces one count of improperly discharging a firearm and two counts of aggravated menacing. Hall was wounded November 30th after police responded to reports of homicidal and suicidal threats at his North Yorkshire Boulevard home. He was treated at St. Elizabeth Health Center and is not yet in jail. The incident is under review by the Ohio BCI. Carol Righetti says she will not seek re-election in 2026 as Mahoning County Commissioner, opening the seat for new candidates. Her fourth term ends next year. State Representative Lauren McNally of Youngstown plans to run for the position and has Righetti's support. The Democratic primary is February 4th. Two Republicans, Christine Oliver and Mike Young, have announced candidacies. County Treasurer Dan Yema is considering a run. A deadly shooting at a Warren convenience store has led to ongoing lawsuit negotiations between the city and the store's owners. The civil case seeks to close the convenient food mart on Elm Road, which city officials say allowed loitering and violated liquor laws, contributing to violence. The August 3rd shooting killed 31-year-old David Owens. Savian Woodall faces murder and attempted murder charges, while two others face federal firearms charges. A temporary restraining order will remain in effect during discussions. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.